it's time once again for another edition of Rockin' the Boat. My name's the V-Man, and on today's show,
local workers at Pete's Santa Cruz, store number 221, we are seeking local reunion representation so that we can get a living wage and better treatment from our company.
And that's Brendan Constance. He is spearheading the Pete's Coffee Union Drive in Santa Cruz. We're going to be hearing all about that today on the program. We're going to be hearing about the workers' grievances, and we'll hear a little bit of tape from the managers at the Santa Cruz branch, who apparently don't want their workers talking union. We'll also be joined on the line from Berkeley with Lily Flores. She is an international organizer with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, who is hopefully going to be representing the workers at Pete's Coffee in Santa Cruz. Stand by. Stay tuned. Rockin' the Boat coming up next here on Freak Radio 96.3 FM. Founded in Berkeley, California in 1966, Pete's Coffee and Tea Incorporated is a specialty coffee roaster and marketer of fresh, roasted whole bean coffee. Over time, the company has grown from one small shop to selling their products in several distribution channels, including grocery and gourmet food stores, online and mail order, office and restaurant accounts, and 71 company-owned stores scattered around California and three other states. This year, Pete's Coffee and Tea is expecting a 13 to 15% spike in sales and projected stockholder earnings at 57 to 60 cents per share. Things are looking great for Pete's investors and stockholders, but the outlook for workers at Pete's Coffee retail store number 221 in Santa Cruz isn't quite as bright. Workers there complain of insufficient wages and hours, a shrinking benefits package, which is difficult to secure. One night after work, a few Pete's employees got together and jokingly suggested they form a union. Now, almost a year later, what started as a flippant comment is almost a reality. On July 9th of this year, at the request of Pete's Santa Cruz employees, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union submitted a petition to the National Labor Relations Board seeking recognition of their union. Today on Rockin' the Boat, we're going to hear all about the Pete's employees' struggles. Joining me in the studio is Brendan Constance. He has worked at the store for a little while. We're going to find out all about that. He is spearheading the union drive. Brendan, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Also on the line from Berkeley, California, on the telephone line is Lily Flores. She is an international organizer with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Lily, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Great. Lily, why don't you tell us a little bit about the union? Give us an idea of your affiliation, how many people you represent nationally, and what kinds of campaigns you organize.
Okay, well, I'm a union organizer. I represent everybody in the United States, Puerto Rico, and Canada. United Food Commercial Workers Union, we have 1.4 million members in our union. We represent retail food processing, nurses' homes, chemical workers, basically you name it, we pretty much have organized them or are wanting to be organized as well. And now, what was the next question?
I'm just going to shift over to Brendan and maybe have him tell us a little bit about the local campaign here. Give us an idea, expand on the story. I mentioned that this started as sort of an after-work joke to start a union, but tell us a little more about how this all came together and how you got from that point to where you are now.
Well, I was just talking with an employee actually at work, and we were just joking about it, and that we just kind of forgot about that, and then a while later, another employee mentioned that he was going to be looking into it and looking into various unions and how to organize. So I thought, oh, there's a second person already. We already got two people interested. Might as well pursue this more. So I looked just online and searched how to organize a union and came up with various unions and what I had to do. And so I finally came upon the UFCW and saw that they represented a lot of places I'd heard of. So I contacted their office in San Jose and their business manager, after hearing my story about what our problems were with the company, referred me to the Salinas office, which is the office that covers Santa Cruz. And it just so happened that Lily was there organizing another company. another company's store, she wanted to help us organize Pete's. So she got in contact with me, and we talked and met, and then talked with the other employees and started the process.
And the employees, there's 21 employees at the store you work at downtown Santa Cruz, correct?
At the time, yeah, for now.
And how was the reaction from the employees, your fellow workers?
Well, the ones who'd been there for a while, 2 to 3 years, were the most excited about it because they've seen Pete's gradually treat their employees with less and less respect, and were very excited about getting more from the company. And the newer employees were also interested. They weren't really sure why we wanted to do it or if we were that serious about it, but they were supportive and wanted to find out more. So we got them informed and let the people know who did not come to the meetings we had about what we were trying to do. And pretty much everyone was behind us. There have maybe been a few people who were a little skeptical, but they were still in support and agreed that something had to be done. So
now there's 21 employees there, and I looked into this and I was wondering, you know, what could be so horrible about working at Pete's, and I went to their website, and their website boasts of the of a fancy benefits package that includes medical and dental, chiropractic, vision care, prescription coverage for full and part-time employees, mm-hmm. a company credit union, discounts on Pete's merchandise, and a 401k retirement plan. This sounds pretty good. So what's going on here? Tell me about the discrepancies you're seeing with this expansive benefit package and what you're actually experiencing.
Well, that's not completely false. And actually, that's one of the reasons that many of the people who work there now were attracted there. That's one of the reasons I was attracted, was that you don't have to work the normal amount of hours that you do to get benefits. At this company, it's only 21 hours or more a week, which is a really good deal to get full benefits. And that does include vision, dental, and health care.
21 hours a week.
21 hours a week. The problem with that is most people don't get scheduled for 21 hours a week. Generally get scheduled between, the most people get scheduled is 25 to 27 hours a week, and those are the people who are working the most. And no one, with the exception of managers, gets scheduled for more than that. And that is also working 5 days a week, because they only schedule 5 to 6 hour shifts. So it's really hard to achieve that. And you're not even working full-time, but you're still working 5 days a week. So it makes it hard to schedule other things in your life, school, family, whatever it may be. And they've also started cutting back on various things. We used to get holiday pay for working on holidays. People hired after January 1st no longer receive that. We used to receive sick pay, and we could use that when we were sick. New employees hired after January 1st of this year no longer receive that. So they're slowly cutting away at these great things.
That's Brendan Constance. He is spearheading the Pete's Santa Cruz union drive. We're also joined on the phone by UFCW organizer Lily Flores. She's joining us by telephone. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Is this a common practice for companies to do? I read recently that the Pete's had sort of a shift in their CEO and their high-ranking officials, and I'm wondering if this is sort of a common thing for a new person to come in to a company and try to increase profits, and so they slash benefits like this. Is that common?
Yes, it's very, very common. It seems like all the CEOs seems to, what we have experienced, quit one corporation and go to the next. It's kind of like a family of their own sort. They pretty much move around and trying to make profits for the company that they're working for.
What about these complaints? Is this something you hear commonly from workers? You represent over 1 million people, your union.
Yes, it's common. It's very common, especially when people are maybe possibly making so-called a better wage than some others. They start chipping away on their hours. There's several workers in the place at Pete's that are making a higher wage than some people, but are getting extremely less hours than the rest of the people. They hire new people with less pay and give them the hours versus someone's been there the longest. They haven't. They don't have the right to get the hours.
I see. You mentioned in the top that you represent workers all across across the country in different states, in Puerto Rico and such. I don't know if you're familiar with Santa Cruz or how familiar you are with it, but it's a pretty expensive place to live here, and I'm wondering maybe if the wages in Santa Cruz at a Pete's store compare to, I know they have some stores in like the Boston region or in Southern California. How does that match up? I mean, are they paying more expanded wages in Santa Cruz due to the higher cost of living here?
Absolutely not. The wages at Pete's are extremely lower than the people in San Francisco and the LA area. Uh-huh. And I know, and you all know, that Santa Cruz is an expensive place to live, and the people should be getting paid for what they are working in the area, the standard of living. And Pete's, it's definitely not happening there.
Brendan, what's the starting wage for an average Pete's employee?
It varies on your experience, but generally it's between, I believe, $7.50 and $8.50 an hour. And if you are hired higher than that, I believe above $9 an hour, then you don't get as much of a raise when your review comes around.
And generally you say that they try to keep people below this 21-hour limit so that they can keep them off the benefits?
Right. Well, that's one thing. They do that. They also schedule, mainly the people who make more money are, as Lily mentioned, are scheduled for less hours and usually below that. A lot of the new people actually do get a lot above that 21 hours mark. So they are able to get those benefits. But the people who've been there and put a lot of their energy and time into the company aren't getting what they deserve.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that maybe, since Santa Cruz, there's a lot of students here, that they generally try to hire sort of students, people they know aren't going to be sticking around too long?
That's what you'd think, but the nice thing, that's one another reason I've been there a while and that other people stay there, is the nice, I've worked at other places and the turnover is very, there's a lot of turnover. But at this place, there's people who've been there 2, 3, 4 years. I've been there a year. Another person who was hired the same day as me has still been there a year. We stick around because it's a really nice place to work, and it's the same people. There's not a lot of in-and-out people there. There are students, but they work a little less when school's around. So it's a really nice, steady employment.
Mm-hmm. Again, you're tuned to Rockin' the Boat on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. We're talking about the local Santa Cruz Pete's Coffee Shop Union Drive. Joining me is Brendan Constance. He's spearheading the drive, trying to get union recognition of their United Food and Workers, United Food and Commercial Workers Union petition, which is now before the NLRB. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what went into this drive and how much effort it takes. Maybe other people listening or thinking that they have similar complaints and want to start this. How much effort? You said you just went on the web and found some information, but what happened from there? How much real effort did you put into it?
It does take effort. It's not something you can just sit back and hope it changes. But the union was a huge help. When you contact the union, they have organizers who specifically work to do these things. Lily goes all over and is an organizer for all sorts of different people, and she does a lot of the work, and everyone at the union does a lot of work with this. And they contact people and let people know what's going on. It did involve a lot of talking to different employees and seeing what people actually wanted, what people's actual concerns were with the company, seeing if theirs were the same as mine. We had a lot of meetings prior to the filing of the petition to talk about these same things and to get people excited about it, and also to figure out if this is the union we wanted to represent us, and because it's really up to the workers who you want to represent you. And we just had meetings with different people who work for the union about what they'll provide and their history and everything they can do.
Uh-huh. And how did you come to that decision? What was it about the UFCW?
I don't have much union experience, and I didn't really know much about unions before this whole effort. My main reason was that I saw that the UFCW covers Safeway, all their stores, and I remember back when Safeway was on strike, and they ended up getting what they wanted. And I also have a brother who works at Safeway, and he likes that and makes some pretty good money. And so it's just one of the first ones I came across, and they were the easiest to contact. I tried contacting some other unions, but the UFCW was the most responsive and helpful to me, so we pursued them.
Mm-hmm. And the campaign drive, how did was it done openly, and if so, how did management respond?
As far as our store management?
Yes.
Very well. I mean, I was mentioning it to our managers when we first started, and they were interested in it, and I actually would have loved to include the managers, but unfortunately, because of their ability to hire and fire people, they can't be included in unions, which is understandable, and because of their place and their position where they are so close to upper management. But our management, we have amazing management, and I'm sure I'll mention this again later, but we have really supportive management, and they were interested. I don't think they realized at first how serious this was and how much we were really going to pursue it. Lately, they've discovered that it is a really serious thing, and the company is a little concerned about it, I believe. And the company may have them try to do things that they may not particularly want to do, but... their jobs are on the line as well, and they need to protect themselves, but they are really amazing people and have been really good to us.
Lily Flores is on the line from Berkeley. She's the UFCW organizer trying to represent the workers at the downtown Santa Cruz Pete's Coffee Store. Lily, is this a common theme that you see in terms of the low-level management of, say, like a retail store who may just be slightly higher wage workers than the average, retail cash register worker or something? Is it common for there to be this sort of bond that he's talking about? Or do you think that the upper-level management sort of pits the two against each other?
Well, I in my position, I really wouldn't want to criminate the management or whatever, but it is an unusual place to organize because of the response. We just actually, when we filed the petition, it's been kind of quiet, actually. The company hasn't really done a whole lot of, you know, the anti-union campaign yet. It's too kind of early. I mean, it's going to happen. I just prepare them because the company will make these managers that have been supportive do things that they don't want them to do, and I just went over it with them to... you know, we got to support your managers as well, and what to expect, because the corporate world will most definitely make management do things that they really wouldn't want to do.
What about when people like Brendan start organizing? Do they suffer a backlash? Do they start suffering sort of retribution, loss of work, loss of hours, loss of wages, that kind of thing?
Well, hopefully it does happen. But that's another thing. As my job, I always prepare everybody for the worst. Could they have repercussion for this? Absolutely. But we, as a union, we would take action on that on their behalf. We would file labor war charges against the company for doing so. So it is against the law for them to do that. But companies do it all the time, every day. They break the law anyway. So I do tell them, you know, they break the law, but we're going to have to file charges if someone gets terminated or lack of hours or reduce the pay or anything, and we can prove that it has to do with union activity.
Mm-hmm. You're tuned to Rockin' the Boat here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. To be fair, I have tried numerous times throughout the day to contact different people at Pete's at their South Bay, sort of hub, and at their corporate office in San Francisco. I was unsuccessful in any kind of official response. I also, yesterday afternoon, went down to the local Pete's store in order to try to find out more about this story when I read the press release put out by the workers. And I would like to play a little bit of what happened, but let me set this piece up. I walked into the store just to, like I said, to find out about talking with one of the workers and hearing about their grievances. And I was greeted by a young woman behind the counter, very nice. She asked me if I wanted something to drink, and I explained to her that I was a reporter who wanted to, you know, find out more about this union drive. And she told me immediately that she couldn't discuss the matter at work and started to write down her phone number and told me to contact her later. And as she was giving it to me, the manager, an older female woman, who I'll just leave her name off of, but the store manager, came over and took away the piece of paper. And a sort of a dialogue ensued, and I ended up taking out my recorder, and so I'm going to go ahead and play that little clip right now. That was the setup. Here's what happened next.
No one would be able to do it while they were here at work.
Why?
While they were on shift.
But it concerns the work. It concerns
the number for you to call.
This is the corporate office?
That would be the number for you to contact to be able to talk with somebody that could answer questions for you.
Is the management at this store for or against the union?
I can't comment on anything related to that.
What about the practice, some say maybe predatory practice of moving in a corporate chain store into a local community where there's already a vibrant local business.
That question doesn't really make sense to me since this building, you gotta...
Are you asking me to leave?
I'm asking you to not create a commentary right here. You can step outside.
She's had sort of an emotional time with us already, so it would be of best interest to everyone if you didn't force this upon.
But why, I'm just at, why can't I speak to one of the workers who is attempting to unionize?
What's that?
Why can't I speak to one of the workers who's attempting to unionize?
Well, I don't own the business. It's a corporate business. It's been corporate, public, for about 2.5 years.
Right.
It's existed in Santa Cruz since 1995. So I can't speak on behalf of really anything.
Right.
I can't stop you from doing anything.
They could afford to at least, you know.
They could afford to do anything, and I'm not trying to be a nuisance or a bother to you. I'm just saying I'm not.
As a worker, do you have any dispute with management? I mean, you're only the assistant manager.
I don't have the dispute with management at all in the store.
Are you attempting to be part of the union at all?
No. If you're a salary manager, you cannot be a part of any unionization.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to say on behalf of Pete's Coffee in terms of the employees here trying to petition the National Labor Relations Board for certification of their union, United Food and Commercial Workers?
No.
No comments?
No comments.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
And your name is?
My name's Brian.
Brian.
And Brian assistant was manager. The assistant manager at the local downtown store. Lily Flores, you were in the store at that moment, sort of on the sly, kind of checking out the scene.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about what you witnessed and your reaction to the tape you just heard.
I just came in just to browse around and just to check upon the workers and see how they're doing and how their day of work is going. And all of a sudden, I see you getting kicked out of the store. I was like, okay, I need to exit now. I dropped my drink, and I saw you talking with the gentleman outside. But actually, over all that, I think it's they're very supportive, because normally you would hear really bad negativity about unions and about the people and that they don't need one, and, you know, they're all happy and everything's good and, you know, stuff like that. So basically, no comment is a good comment.
And what do you say, Brendan? What do you think about that bit of tape there?
I may be a little biased because we're very fond of our managers, but it's actually, from what I heard, it sounds like they did treat it fairly well. And they really can't say much about it because, honestly, I don't think they know much about it yet. And they are really protecting themselves from getting in trouble with their upper management, and have been very supportive to us. And so I think they treated it overall very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's good of what I just heard. I mean, that's a good sign, very good sign.
What about when management starts taking people aside? Has there been anything like that thus far? Do you expect anything like that? And when that happens, you know, I mean, by taking people aside and saying, you know, kind of bad-mouthing the union or such things like that, is there any way for workers to complain, or is there any recourse for them if this happens? Has it happened? And
who's this question?
Well, first, I guess, Brendan, if you could tell me, has that happened in the local situation?
It has started to happen. So far, only once. And that worker was told some negative things about a union, and she simply listened and said, okay, and left it at that, and came and told me about it. We wrote it down, documented it in a journal, and that was that.
And then maybe, Lily, can you tell us what happens next from there? They documented it. Where does it go from there?
Actually, as an organizer, that's something that we use for our campaign, so I can't really discuss that part of it, because if management has to hear what I'm saying, I wouldn't want them to hear our tactics. But basically, anything that's violated the law, if they violate the law, I've told them to document everything that happens, and we most definitely will use that in the future. We need all documentation.
Well, we just have a few moments left. Maybe we can wrap up by, again, maybe stating really clearly what the workers at the Santa Cruz Union are demanding from the management at Pete's, And I guess if you see any kind of broader campaign to unionize other Pete's stores, this is a first, as far as I understand. So maybe we'll begin with Brendan.
Well, we just want the right. We have the right under the law to organize as workers, and we want to exercise that right. We want to be able to collectively bargain with our company and not have them just hand down these various rules to us and cut our wages or our benefits without our say. As was mentioned earlier, Santa Cruz is an expensive place to live, and we can't afford to live there. We did an average of all our wages and all our rents, and the rent came out to about $50 more than our wage. So that doesn't seem quite right to me. So we're looking for a living wage, at least as close to living wage as possible. Better benefits. We want our holiday pay and our sick pay back, and we just want more respect from this company.
All right. And Lily, maybe if you can address the issue of a broader campaign to unionize other Pete's stores, and maybe some information for other workers out there in our audience who may want to unionize their own workshops.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to say is I encourage the community to have the support as also the workers while they go through this campaign, to stop in and say, hey, what's going on, and support the community, support Pete's people, and I think that's great when the community comes in and acknowledges the workers and let them know that, hey, it's okay, everything's going to be all right, and I encourage everybody to do so and stop by for some coffee. Actually, to organize, I think everybody, Brendan, you know, just taking the initial step and forming a, you know, coming together, because it ultimately comes from within. The people, if they want to organize, they can. So, about Pete's, the people have, for one, been educated about the process, and that's really important, is education, educating about the union, so people are not sure what a union is or what it does. That's very important. But the people at Pete's are very intelligent people. They know what they want, and they're going for it. They have a goal set, and that is to get a union contract. So, but basically, if anybody wants to organize, UFCW is, again, all nationwide. There's locals and there's jurisdictions in the Northern California area. If they're willing or wanting to organize, they can look up UFCW.org. And get information as well from there.
All right, great. I really appreciate your time tonight, Lily Flores. You're the you're an international organizer with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Thanks for joining us here on Rockin' the Boat.
Thank you.
And we've also been speaking tonight with Brendan Constance. He is the spearheading the local union drive at Pete's Coffee downtown Santa Cruz. Do you have a contact number for the workers, or a way to get in touch? Anyway.
You could email me. My email address is green, G-R-E-E-N, 4, now, N-O-W, at yahoo.com.
All right. And any final thoughts tonight, Brendan?
It's just important, especially during these times, with this government that is very anti-union, for people to be organizing and getting their voices heard and bringing democracy to the workplace.
Hear, hear. Thanks for joining me on Rockin' the Boat. That's going to do it tonight. Join me again tomorrow, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. I'll have a whole other batch of information and a whole other topic, which we have yet to determine, but I'm sure it'll be fun. Stay tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM in California, 91.3 FM Olympia, Washington, www.freakradio.org, the World Wide Web. Stay tuned. Working in America, it's already fucked. Working in America, down in the back.